Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, the excitement that reigns. Oh, the Tom Giordano program. I was getting texts yesterday from people. Oh, do you think this will move the needle for Biden in Philadelphia and suburban Philadelphia, the PhD moms with Kamala Harris? No, not so much. Welcome in, everyone. What this tells me, as I was saying all along, by the way, Diana, hat tip to you of sort. I tip it, then I put it right back on. It was not Whitmer, but Biden really wanted Whitmer. And she's being billed as a moderate. They're all moderates. Everybody's a moderate. So this is where we are, that Kamala Harris, with the fourth most progressive voting record, even ahead of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, voting record at least, is being billed as a pragmatic moderate today. This is how far the Democrat Party has gone. But she was the safe choice. Here's your headline from my show today. She indicates that Joe Biden believes this is going to be a tight race. Ultimately, he didn't want to blow it with any of these other wild picks or unvetted picks or whatever, or people he could actually work with. I believe more today than I did yesterday. All this smokescreen, while Joe Biden doesn't hold grudges, this wasn't as hard as we're making it out to be. He knows deep down what Kamala Harris will do. He knows the pressure he will be under if he makes it through his first term one way or another. That's exactly right. That is what is going to happen. But he knows this was the best choice for him on paper versus any of these others that had obvious drawbacks that would have been huge. And it's kind of curious to me, the same thing didn't happen with President Obama really the first time around. It took a while, but if you remember, the magic of President Obama was that he was biracial, okay, the first time around, a foot in both camps. Now, Kamala Harris is a little bit different, but she's being billed almost exclusively as an African-American woman, which there was criticism during the campaign of the identity politics wing, well, the whole party of Democrats, that it doesn't meet the bill for them. She is, as the expression goes today, a woman of color, no doubt. And she's being billed today, the people that really like this, a living, breathing rebuke of Trump and the anti-immigrant policies. Child of immigrants, one Indian American, the other Jamaican American, coming to the United States, that whole story, American success story. That's how it's being built. And to be a progressive or regressive, you have to keep two thoughts in your mind at the same time. Tell people it will reassure them that she's tough on crime as her former career as a prosecutor. But then also tell them, well, that doesn't really matter now. She's not really a prosecutor. She's with Defund the Police. She's with Black Lives Matter, has marched with them. So which one is it? Well, it's both, because the media is going to say that. 855-839-1210. This was expected. This is what I expected and predict all along, that Biden, I think, would like to work with Susan Rice. knew that wasn't a winning hand. None of these others, although Whitmer, it appears by most accounts, Whitmer, of all people, my God, boy, lighting candles that it would be Whitmer. Just lighting candles.
Do I get a consolation prize?
Yes, you do. You get the Dom Giordano beach scene rather than the whole calendar. That will be sent to you. That's what we're going to start giving as our runner-up client, you know, the cover of the Dom Giordano.
Start sending out footballs that Dom will never throw.
Yes. And by the way, stop it with all the white shoes memes that are on. You know, people.
What do we start?
I looked at the Twitter account of that one former student, you know. People are going back to the 1980s. They're Zabrudering me to see if I ever had white shoes. Like, that is some. That's the last
demands thing. Demands for your yearbooks to come out.
Yes, yeah. The yearbooks to see if there's anything in there and all that. My God, it's just incredible. All right, one little known thing. And, you know, we try to give you a little bit new territory versus just what you're getting on cable news and the like. With Kamala Harris, that will start to bubble up, is her antagonism toward the Catholic faith. Oh, yeah. She's one of those people. You know, when these judges come up, you know about the Coney Barrett that I would like to see as the Supreme Court judge. I would have put her in rather than Kavanaugh the last time around. But Harris was one of the leading figures that went after this district court judge, Brian Boucher, saying he was unfit for office because he was a member of the Knights of Columbus. For those of you that are not Catholic, these are the guys with these weird hats and swords, but they're a great charitable group. If you grew up Catholic at all, yeah, Knights of Columbus, what? Knights of Columbus, out of bounds, because they're an all-male society composed of Catholic men. And they were pro-life. And she went nuts in grilling this judge during that.
So dangerous with those hats and sabers.
Yeah, the saber. It's the same. Yeah, you know, yeah. I love the hats, though. I know several knights. If we have a Knight of Columbus out there, give us the secret hand signal.
All those hateful luncheons. And
yes.
Oh, man.
All that charitable stuff. You know, they might at any moment break in with swords and overthrow the country.
Collecting presents for kids around the holidays. So sinful.
That is it. You can't be a judge if that's the case. The thing where she started to show what she's really about, it's not any one position, is when she was on with Charlemagne the God and started laughing about getting high after she put all these people in jail for getting high. And then when she didn't know what to do on the debate stage, so she threw her hand up and says, let's eliminate private insurance. Now, she is the worst form of what you're dealing with. Look, Elizabeth Warren is the true deal. She is a stone-cold, dictating, hectoring. Bernie is what he is. He's a communist. You know, he has to masquerade a little bit as a socialist, but okay. You know where they are. Kamala Harris is a chameleon, but you know it's authoritarian left. That combination. That's exactly what she is. That's where she goes. So she is with the Green New Deal. She was one of the co-sponsors of the bill to say, hey, the bill that said that schools have to let male athletes compete in girls' sports. The guy says, I feel like wearing a skirt today. Let me run the 100-yard dash. You know, that kind of thing in Connecticut. She's one of the co-sponsors of that. She is in political. Look, they're all opportunists. They are. Ambition's a good thing. I'm not against ambition. I'm not going to be sexist just because it's a female. But usually, people with ambition do have some agenda they believe in, even in political circles. It doesn't appear to be that way with Kamala Harris. But I predict we're not going to be talking about her too much after the obligatory two, 3 days of this. The speculation, oh, what's Trump going to do now? Is he going to tag out Mike Pence? No, I don't think so. And I would object if he did. I don't want to see any Nikki Haley's. I'm tired of it already with the Nikki Haley stuff. So I'd love to get your reaction, 855-839-1210. This was predictable. It's the right choice for Joe Biden. By the way, Joe Biden had to read from a script. Now we have a photo of it. He had his phone upside down, and he's reading from a script on the Zoom call with Kamala Harris about what he's supposed to say if he loses his place. My God. And they think, you know, the left-wing media and the activists are all aflame. This is historic, etc. Now you watch. Kamala Harris is not going to move the needle. She didn't move the needle when she was a presidential candidate. But she'll be helpful. She'll be helpful to Biden in a variety of ways. And out of all these choices, it just shows why it took so long. I don't think he trusts her. I don't think he wants to work with her. I don't think any of that. But the other choices would have cost him tremendously. But she is not a moderate, a pragmatic moderate among Democrats. Her voting record and everything else, when it comes down to it, she's right there in all this. And why did it not move the needle during the presidential campaign? Why is that? Now, of course, there is a group, We Have Her Back, of all these activists, progressives, some politicos, just telling the media that they cannot have anything to do with criticism at all of examining her record. Okay. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. So, Dan, you've given me the address for our buddies at protectourpolicepack.org.
Yeah, we got a gentleman online right now, Jeff in Lansdale, who wants to come on air and wants to get some information about how to donate.
Oh, okay, but I think it's a pretty big number, too. We had a guy yesterday doing this.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and I'll go to him in a second here, because this all plays into what's happening here. And Kamala Harris, the media would have you believe she's a prosecutor, not soft on crime. No, she's a radical. Look, people do one thing, and then they pivot to another in a different time. And Kamala Harris used somewhat as a prosecutor, putting people in jail when it was convenient, but now she's solidly with defund the police, diminish them. There's no doubt about it. All right, Jeff is checking in, though, even before we talked about anything. Let's see what he's up to here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Dom. Thanks a lot for bringing us all the real news. I've been listening to you for probably 15 years.
Well, that's pretty good. That's half the time. We'll have to make up for that, Jeff. But
it was the other 15 years, Jeff.
I also met you when you had Jesse Waters in Philly. I was there for that.
Oh, good. Now, you notice that was a big night, so I would have been wearing my best. Will you tell listeners I was not wearing white shoes that night?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You had the old the pointy ones.
Yes.
Alligator, I think might have been alligator ones.
Is that any better than white shoes?
I don't know. what a myth we're starting. Well, I will not wear white shoes when I throw a football 40 yards. I'm just saying. So, Jeff, I'm told you want to contribute to the police, Protect Our Police pack.
Yes. What I'd like to do, Dom, if you could direct me in the right direction, I was at Laura Trump's she was up in Upper Salford on Monday at the firehouse, and she was with Katrina Pearson and Mercedes Schlapp. And I filmed the whole thing. I was right in the front. And then after Laura got done with her speech, when she was walking down, I just got this Make Space Great Again hat. I got it from Donald Trump's site, and she actually signed the hat for me.
Good.
This hat's worth a, this were, I would love to donate this hat to any organization that you're affiliated with, because I know it'll be going into the right people's hands.
All right, good. Well, I put you on hold, and Dan, will Jeff make sure you have the address? Thanks for that donation. We'll take all kinds of things here. Absolutely. So it's for everybody else, it's protectourpolicepack.org. We're going to have them on Friday to get an update on how much they've raised since last Friday, since we...
It better be over 12 now.
Yeah, since we put them on the radio map, and people have really taken to this because they get it, how under siege police are, and someone like Kamala Harris will pile on and jump in. All right, side question of the day for the Dom Time 2020 calendar is Dan. So, Dan, tell us what you have today.
August 12th, 1908, Dom. Big day in history. We all started a long trend that has lasted to this day. All driving cars out there, the first Model T is produced by the Henry Ford Motor Company.
1908, it seeded two. And, Dan, I was surprised at this for 1908. I thought he really revolutionized low cost. It cost $825.
Wow.
I think that's pretty high for 1908.
Yeah, well, it's equivalent to, what, $21,000 today. or around that. Yeah.
It's something like that. I thought that was a little bit high. I thought it was like $200 or something.
Yeah.
You know?
But so because of that, I wanted to ask the question, great American innovators. You know, Henry Ford brought the automobile to the world. I'm going to take a big one off the board. I think it's a big local one. He built a town to support his business. That's Milton Hershey bringing milk chocolate, Dom, to.
Oh, yes. Hershey town.
Not only the United States, but the entire world. I mean, at that time, they were eating a lot of chocolate in Europe, some milk chocolate in Europe from a Nestle company. But he added some bitterness to it and really changed the flavor profile of what people thought of his chocolate.
Good stuff. I'm going to take the Wright brothers off, the ultimate imitators, to go off a cliff and say this will fly. I don't know how high they were up in Kitty Hawk, but it looked like 500 feet or whatever. Suppose it didn't fly at all. Uh-oh. And two of them in there, both the Wright brothers. All right, so hit us with an innovator. It can be a female. It could be a fun thing like Milton Hershey. They innovated. It could be a big thing. It doesn't matter. Have some fun with it throughout the show. But love to get your reaction now. Kamala Harris, we know who the VP choice is. There's nothing to shake in your boots about. She will be a blip on the screen within a few days. And then, you know, we'll see the attacks that she launches. Will she overshadow Biden? They're afraid of that. Well, anybody would. A little bit more, and then I would play Ari Fleischer on last night, making a good point about Harris as this historically exciting pick to African Americans. Let's face it. We're in an election cycle where all these groups have one thing in mind. They hate Trump. That's what animates them. And they'll put up with anything. They'll say anything. Anything is okay. Look at Joe Biden as an example, if they can get over the finish line and beat Trump. That's what excites them. Hatred. That's what animates them. All these activists and all these people on TV gushing, Kamala Harris and all that, I'm telling you, in the streets of Philadelphia, there's nothing like that. All right? It's identity politics. It's helpful around the edges, but it's not gushing or anything. Oh, my God. You know, it's not like Obama. Let's face it. That was historic. And it was built as biracial and then morphed into first African American. I don't know how, but it did. Kamala Harris, this isn't anywhere near anything like that. What animates it is Trump, 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 and Black Lives Matter and the things related to that. So Harris, along with Mazie Hirono, had this judge who was a member of the Knights of Columbus. Harris goes after the guy who wants to be a judge by saying, were you aware that the Knights of Columbus opposed a woman's right to choose when you joined? Yes, they're a pro-life group. Were you aware that they didn't agree with same-sex marriage? Yes, that again is a belief of the Catholic Church. I'm mentioning this because it's not inconsequential. All this stuff with Biden and alleged Catholics who make up 26%, 27% in average elections of the electorate matter. Does he get that brand, yes or no? And she's an example of someone who has tried to drive Catholics, the Knights of Columbus, Dan's saying, the same thing, taking toys to kids and all. You can't be a member of the Knights of Columbus in the world of Kamala Harris and these others and become a judge. You're biased. Yet, you can identify with Black Lives Matter, and not only that, that counts for more on your resume. It's ridiculous. So I don't know that the Trump people, look, President Trump saying she's nasty and disrespectful, I don't think that's going to work. I got to tell you honestly, because I only care about one thing here, winning. Not just telling, oh, Trump, that's a great strategy. I don't think that's a good strategy with Harris. She's a radical and a flip-flopper who's not genuine around this. And somebody who did not move the needle for that reason during the Democrat primary. There are avenues in her record to go after her, as I am, for example, with Catholics. But going after her saying she's got ambition and all, you know what? I have ambition. She has ambition. That's fine with me. Oh, can you make the case even for a politician she's power hungry? I don't think you can. Most politicians will move forward. She is not artful. And that was a problem Hillary had. Bill Clinton is artful. Hillary Clinton couldn't fake it. She can't fake it. She's too obvious. That will become apparent, and you can make that. Calling her disrespectful and nasty and she went after Bob. I just don't think that's where it's at. It's being billed now as Trump versus Harris, in that Joe Biden feeble won't be there anyhow. Now, that avenue of attack is something you might bring up. That takes down Biden a peg and also puts her in the ring as far as how radical she is overall. But personal qualifications of nasty, disrespectful, and nicknames with her, it's going to be kind of hard. You know, if it were some of these other women like Whitmer, wow, you could really work with that. With her, I don't know. But I don't think she moves the needle at all. In the end, it's only around the edges. By the way, I saw a national breakdown today in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's critical, saying that Luzerne County, which has always been Democrat, union, white working class, they have really moved toward Trump and are still solidly there with Trump. But Joe Biden making inroads and counting on to help him win, right at the top of his list in Pennsylvania, Chester County. Why? You have all these Republicans who are never Trumpers. There are betters. They see through it. I think you have a lackluster Republican Party there. And you have these Democrats that fled Philadelphia and moved to horsey country out there in Chester County. So, yeah, Chester County's on the national political map, three or four articles about it. That's where Biden sees the ability to really roll up numbers going against Trump that are a new thing. So we'll have to watch that. Again, these suburbs around Philadelphia, we know the story. We've been talking about it. The national people are starting to catch on to it. Here's Ari Fleischer, though, making the point that I would, that even though this is on paper historic with Kamala Harris, it's not really exciting. Here's what he said.
You know, the Democrats are increasingly, interestingly, becoming the party of the rich, and the Republicans are becoming the party of working class, blue collar people, especially under Donald Trump. But I think two political things are going to happen now that Harris is named. One, this race is going to tighten up even more. The reason is because Biden naming her just reminds people that Biden exists. He's so much better off hiding in his bunker and not making any news than he is making news. Secondly, I just question whether or not this is going to boost African American turnout at all. I don't think it will. She's just not that historically exciting to African Americans. She certainly wasn't during the primary, and that was one of the biggest reasons Biden picked her. He needs that boost in African American turnout in order to win. I don't see it.
Yes, I'm not sure who it would be that would move the needle for Biden here among the all these contenders, but she's the least damaging on paper. That's a way to put it. That's what you'll see here. So Ari Fleischer's right. He's under fire today. You can't say that. How do you know that you're a white guy? He's an analyst, and he's making the point she didn't move the needle before. There will not be, among the activists and the Philadelphia Inquirer and all that, yes, they go crazy over stuff like this. Does this really rouse voters? Think about it, what it takes. There's only a few people that get the juices going to come out and vote for them, and then even fewer, think about this, to come out and vote for them or just to come out to vote against them. You know, I think of someone here in Philadelphia. Let's take Philadelphia, Frank Rizzo. Trump, though, the same thing. Trump gets the juices going on both sides. President Obama, more on the positive side of his base than the other side, but he got a lot of that going. Bill Clinton, sort of. It's rare, though, that you get that type of figure that really gets people revved up. It takes a lot to do that. Harris in the VP slot. The last VP, really, that got the juices flowing would have been Sarah Palin. I don't think Harris has that upside or downside. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We'll get you in. At the end of your call, just hit me with that innovator. It doesn't have to be American. Today's the day that Henry Ford rolled the first Model T off the assembly line. Big, big moment. $825 though. Wow. It could be American. Could be worldwide. Could be something offbeat. We love those. Or something serious. Hit us with yours. We have the Dom Time 2020 calendar coming up. The Attilus Gym now loses its business license. We'll give you some of that. And a really emotional and substantive story. Janice Dean, the weather person from Fox News, will be with us. She lost both in-laws in New York to COVID-19 due in part, large part, to the decisions of the Love Gov of Cuomo. And then she was supposed to speak, I guess it was yesterday or was it the day before? It may have been yesterday, before this big panel investigating it, and she was pulled at the last minute. She'll be here to lay it out, what that's all about. And Cuomo is the perfect example. You notice the media's cooled off a little bit on him because even they know what a fraud this was and how far it went. We have a lot of breaking stories today about back to school. It's stunning to me, the more we get into this, of how the teachers' unions and others have sunk it. And we were right. The Big Ten and the Pac-10 or whatever they are, are they the Pac-12 or the 12 of them now? They shuffle around so much on the West Coast. They both have said they're not playing college football. It looks to me like the SEC is not going to play either. I'm going to tell you coming up, though, somebody gave me this, something President Trump can do, because he's calling in. Dan, are you aware that Trump called in, I believe, two sports talk stations yesterday on this?
Really?
We got to tell him about Angelo. Huh? We got to set that up with Angelo. That would be a real fun time, Angelo Cataldi and Donald Trump. But he's calling sports talk stations over the college football season. And I'll explain why he's doing it and what's going on. But there's something about the service academies that he could do. I'll roll it out, and we'll see if that would get people going.
Cut the keys.
It is Dom time here on a Wednesday. Welcome in. Sad news to report. I didn't know that he was ill. Dan tells me, though, that people are calling and that several sources, sad to say, the passing of Franny Rafferty, South Philadelphia legend, former councilman. And I was telling Dan some of the stories of Franny Rafferty and how I think Rafferty is a perfect example of the evolution of the Democrat Party from the party of guys like Fran Rafferty, who was a city councilman and a powerhouse in South Philly, to Fran Rafferty being a Trump supporter, a well, I think he's always was a conservative in a lot of ways, and opposing the Democrat Party for years, how it has changed, and how you won't see guys like Franny Rafferty, or very, very few of them, left in the Democrat Party. I mean, the Democrat Party used to be the party of the little guy, the labor movement, the Franny Rafferty's, Row House Philadelphia, Frank Rizzo, Franny Rafferty. And it's devolved into the party of people like Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and AOC and Omar and others. And people have left it. Now, they still maintain hold in Philadelphia because of the changing demographics and the like, but that white ethnic Democrat growing up in it, you may have been one. I'd love to hear from you in honor of Franny Rafferty. And Dan, I told you, this guy was one of the toughest guys I've ever seen. When I had a problem in Cape May, of all places, Franny Rafferty said, how come I didn't call him? He'd be there within an hour. I don't know how he would have done that. So it involved a bar. It involved a bar where you had guys that were half in the bar and half out right there on that Washington Avenue main way harassing people. And Roe wanted me to do something about it. And it ended up in pretty bad, to put it mildly. So sad to hear the passing of Franny Rafferty. But you may have been a Franny Rafferty. You may have been a one-time Democrat. You know, and as I said, the Democrats of Harry Truman, JFK. Once you started with Lyndon Johnson, I can't think of how many Democrats we would name. Well, they would say, the media would say to you, well, wait a minute, what about Joe Biden? Yeah, right, Joe Biden. Even before this iteration of Joe Biden, he has moved well, well away from the Joe Biden of 30 years ago or whatever it was, when the Democrat Party still had hold on the working class and the white ethnics like that. Now, they would have you believe that people moved these white ethnics because they're racist. And why did Republicans not scoop them up before this? You know why they didn't scoop them up. Mitt Romney's a guy in a top hat. He's not going to appeal to a guy like Franny Rafferty in the way that a Trump would. It's the Trump magic. It was there all along demographically and what Democrats have done. it took a certain style to pull that more fully to the side of Republicans. So with the passing of Franny Rafferty, it's a perfect example. Now, he changed, it must have been 20 years ago, I'd say, that I started to notice it. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. And are we going to see that in this election? Yes, we are. Are some of these union types, though, going to try to hang on to tell Joe Biden and tell their members, look, Joe, you know Joe. Joe's not going along with all. Of course he's going along with this. A, he doesn't know what he's doing on most of it. B, he's driven, he and I think his wife, to be president. He'll go along with anything that's related to this. And Kamala Harris is radical. She's of that wing of the party. There is no doubt about it. Her presentation usually is not as radical as, say, Elizabeth Warren appears to be. She's smoother. But it is the same thing. And I'm thinking about that with the passing of Rafferty today, of what the Democrat Party, why they were so formidable. I mean, if you're seen as the party of the little guy, truly, against other interests, right? But under Trump, the Republican Party has morphed into the party of the working class. You're going to see the FOP endorse him soon. Joe Biden will not even answer their questions. So has America changed that much? No, not among people like Franny Rafferty. But has it changed demographically enough in swing states to put Biden over the top? Well, that's what we'll see. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. Now, this idea came to me from somebody, but college football, President Trump knows that people in a few swing states, particularly, care big time about college football in certain areas. He called into a sports talk station yesterday about it. I would encourage him to call into Angelo. And somebody said that, suppose we have this situation where we have the service academies.
It's coming for you again.
This guy with a leaf blower, this leaf blower guy following me around. It's amazing. I had to shut the Dom Dome.
Is he trying to like stop our show?
Every Wednesday, I thought he was gone by this point. He sneaks up with this leaf blower. I think it's a Democrat. It looks like a Democrat.
You were just saying yesterday that you could at least deal with the vacuum, but not the leaf blower. And then they get
yesterday
the leaf
it was
blower.
The vacuum in here. Today it's the leaf blower. They want us. This is Radio Free Dom. All right. So the service academies, Trump could say, you know what? Play football. They could have a round robin. They could play each other. And they could do it in September. They don't have to wait until after the election or anything else. And that would be very interesting. Trump making the statement that he is for college football. He believes this is safe and should be done. And, you know, if other teams want to play, Florida State University said they're going to play. The governor there is supporting them. And I think that carries a lot of weight. I don't know who's going to play them. I'm hoping we see these renegade teams and leagues and they play and Trump declares a national champion. I could see him. Slippery Rock in Pennsylvania is a national champion. It's in a county that we need. So how about that? Now, if things went badly and there was a lot of coronavirus cases, well, then, yeah, you're running a risk. But I don't think there would be. I think it would be a master stroke. Watch for that. Trump is on this. He gets the cultural issues big time. And this is one. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob is next in here on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Dom. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I was thinking Kamala, the pick of Kamala Harris, while Biden boxed himself in by race and gender, that it was a good pick because he's picking her to appeal to suburban women who may be getting a little wobbly right now with the protests and the schools staying closed and I think maybe she's sophisticated, young, attractive, and that she, you know, she's going to appeal very much so to those people, or at least.
Okay, well, let's break that down. It's an attempt. You're right, but that's why instead of calling her nasty and disrespectful, I agree that's a flawed strategy. They have to be taken apart. That Kamala Harris is not the champion of law and order or anything else. Kamala Harris is clearly there with the movement to fund the police, etc. Whatever her previous background was. You're right. The media will try to have those moms be reassured that she's there to stop chaos.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's exactly. Trump has to stay on the high level, talk about Biden, and then let these positions that Harris has taken come across. And she is nasty. And, you know, you can show her nastiness without talking about her nastiness.
I would do that, and I wouldn't label it, because you're right. Telling these women that's nasty, disrespectful, and all that, I don't use that type of thing. You're a competitor. You're going to punch me in the face. I'm going to punch you back in the face. I'm not going to say you're nasty or disrespectful. I don't care if you're wearing a skirt or not. You're right.
But I think she was an excellent pick, and you know, and I hope to go down in flames, but I think that was the best pick he could make.
It was out of that list, certainly. And Dan's pick, Whitmer. Oh, man, how I would love. We'd have talk radio heaven for months.
But, American great.
Yeah. Bob, who is the innovator?
Eli Whitney with the cotton gin.
Well, certainly that is a big one. I don't know if Eli Whitney's going to be allowed in schools anymore, given, you know, that's connection with various things in the South. But Eli Whitney, that's a good one. Hit us with your favorite innovator. It could be a funny one. More of that coming up. And are you a Franny Rafferty? Did you leave the Democrat Party? What was the moment? What was the thing that did it? Was it a long time ago? Was it it had to be maybe a long time ago. You're starting to see this union voting patterns, particularly with Trump. I can't name another Republican, though, that's going to be able to capture the charisma of Trump to appeal to that segment after four more years. I don't know who that is exactly. No, we don't want to tag in Nikki Haley, by the way. If you think, oh, we got to tag in Nikki Haley now. No, no Nikki Haley. I've had enough about Nikki Haley. Hey, welcome in, everyone. Side question of the day with Dom. Great one from Dan. Name your all-time favorite innovator. You know, it doesn't have to be something like mine, the Wright brothers, or Dan's Milton Hershey. Could be somebody who did something just unique that is fun. A little bit outside the box. Hit us with that. I'm still working off my fashion faux pas from yesterday.
Got some nice words from my Twitter, Dom, for you.
Oh, do we? On fashion? That I was highly stylish at some point?
Yeah, that's debatable. But Colette Kay, I guess she was a student of yours back in the early 80s, wrote that you had those white shoes when you were teaching.
But
She followed up after being questioned about it. She says, this was the early 80s. Dom was a very cool teacher. You brought the kids on field trips that she never figured out how they related to class, but were cool nonetheless. And you gave out points for the right answers. She feels like there was candy given out somewhere in there as well. But says that you were a good-looking young guy, and she said somewhat stylish.
Somewhat stylish.
Somewhat.
Oh, my God. Just amazing. How could you be somewhat stylish? Come on.
I think she was just being kind. I think she didn't want to say he was horribly stylish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Dana, are you somewhat stylish?
No.
How about who's producing today? Is it Dorenzo?
Yeah, it's Dorenzo today.
Is he somewhat stylish today or any day?
He dresses pretty stylish.
Yeah. Does he? Yeah. Yes.
He's still a college kid. He has to keep up the look. You know?
Oh, okay. I haven't observed that. Okay. And what school is he? Are they remote or virtual or whatever?
He's at Westchester.
Westchester. Yeah. Westchester is remote, right?
He's on the phone right now. But we'll get the answer for you in a second here.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. I'm mentioning that because later today, Governor Murphy, who to his credit up until now, was saying schools should open in person, that option, now says they don't have to give that option. He's going to do a news conference in an hour or so. And I have this release from school administrators and the teachers unions again together. And Dan, you invited on the Central Bucks teachers union, right?
Yes, I did. I've not heard back yet.
No response. Okay. So we'll see how that goes. Let me take a caller here. Let's go to John. John, you're with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, John. Good morning.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I don't know if we ever talked when it wasn't the game of the week.
Okay.
I'm a couple-time champion. Anyhow, and I want to say before I get started that, like, it's so nice having you in our city, man. You're a gem. We're lucky to have you.
And somewhat stylish. Don't forget that, John. Yes. Thank you, John. It's
never
very nice.
Live that down, am I?
The sandals and the socks. So yeah, I'm in construction project management, and I'm every day I meet with customers, and some days we're non-union, but some days I work with union workers, and not one time have I, because I beat around the bush when it's like, what are we going to talk about now? I beat around the bush with politics, obviously, you can't say much, but everyone says, you don't have to beat around the bush, like, we're in your camp, we know how you're leaning, and so I don't see anyone who's not a Trump supporter in my life, and in my neighborhood, there's one lib who did handmade Black Lives Matter signs and some other really distasteful signs in his yard. And one of our neighbors started making these, we support our police signs, and everyone's putting them up to combat this other guy. Yeah. And real quick on Trump calling the sports station, I hope he would call Angelo and then Joe Conklin could be Donald Trump. Well, I think that would work out really well.
Yeah, I hope they're aware of that, Dan. You might just want to tell them, or I might email Angelo and say, you know, Trump's calling sports stations. This is the number one sports station in America, arguably. He's got a call here. Who's your innovator, John?
The Philly guy, Ben Franklin.
All right, that is a great one. Yeah, Ben Franklin, a lot of innovation, a lot of different things he's credited with. All right, big 10 o'clock hour. Jersey now. Murphy, in about an hour, 2 hours, whatever, is going to say you can open schools remotely. It's because of this coalition of school administrators and teachers unions saying they don't want to have school in person.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.